There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.
We are going to talk astronomy and flat earth and the moon landings and I guess conspiracy theories as well. You're very welcome to join us in this conversation. Usual numbers 4001 or via the free app or 423 1010. And I'm very pleased to welcome a man to the studio that I've only ever spoken to on the phone before. So it's a face-to-face situation. Hassan Hariri is here, CEO of Dubai Astronomy Group. Really pleased you're here.
Beautiful to have you. I mean, the first time I see you, that's a beauty.
I know. Well, it's interesting, isn't it? Because you have kind of a picture of somebody. So now we're dispelling all of those myths, along with the other myths that we're going to dispel later on in this program. Also, Shiraz Ahmed Awan is here. He's the Ops Manager at Dubai Astronomy Group. Shiraz, nice to meet you. Good to have you here as well. So, look, let's start here with an event that you guys are having on Friday. And it's really... kind of why we've invited you here today. You're going to hold a talk addressing issues in the scientific community. That's one side of it, but you're going to include the flat earth theory, which is a growing movement. And it's a movement that I suppose the growth of the movement is surprising a lot of people, because we all know, don't we, that the earth is a globe, and that's just scientifically how it is.
This is one of the amazing things what we see today. I mean, after all of these years and scientific efforts and our technology and exploration, and we are going to the space, we are going to Mars, we are going to the Pluto, and we are trying to discover the other things, and we are today discussing the fundamental issue of, is the Earth flat? I'm asking the question, really? So the question goes like this. I mean... Nobody from the scientific nation will come forward and start discussing this issue because it's too silly. Sorry to use this word. Too stupid. Sorry, everybody. But this is how it is look like. You want from us to discuss about something which has been not proven, seen, addressed, calculated. Everything is today has been developed based on that. When I said we are launching rockets, we are... launching fleets of rockets. We have thousands of satellites roaming around the Earth. We are getting the pictures. Hey guys, do you have GPS? Do you have the location finding systems? Do you have communication? Do anybody have cellular telephones? Do these guys know that this is coming from the satellites and satellites roaming around? Flat Earth. Sorry. Sorry. It doesn't do that. Okay, if there is a flat Earth, guys, where is the South Pole and the North Pole? Okay, so you are chunking out so much things. So I would use a scientific methodology for this and says to them, something extraordinary claims, or let's say any extraordinary claim requires extraordinary evidence. And these guys are forging the evidence like nothing. And that's why we're not going to discuss about that absolutely. On the other hand, I would just give them a kind of a small scientific simplified methodology being done 2,200 years back. I mean, civilizations, lots of civilizations, they knew that the Earth is round. I have an example. What the name of that guy is, Shiraz, in the Greek?
The scientist was Eratos. It's quite a tough name, actually. Eratos Tennis.
Okay, that guy was 2,200 years back, and he was in ancient Egypt. And he discovered that the Earth, and he measured actually the Earth radius. Ah, wow. Okay, let's go. By the way, for everybody who can access the net, they can go to our website, dubaiastronomy.com, and they can look at the link we put specifically for the flat earthers, that they can see that there is a link for the video being produced by Carl Sagan in the 80s in the series of Cosmos, where he's explaining specifically this beautifully. How this guy, using just a stick, a simple stick, he was able to find the full round, the size of the Earth
circumference.
And that was just an amazing thing.
And why do you think so many people are still persisting in the belief that the Earth is flat? What do you think is fueling it?
Three things. First thing, lack of knowledge.
Okay.
So, education. And we have biggest problem today in the world. Nobody should argue on this. We have one of the biggest challenges today we are facing, the education system. the education, the people who don't like to learn, who like to drop out from the school, who hate the school. You see, this is one of the biggest challenges which we face today. And America is one of the biggest places we have these problems, and Americans admit that. Moving furthermore around the world, the second reason would be people don't like to read. They like to text. They like to say more than what they want to read and hear. And that's another issue. Communication, lack of communication. Okay. The third, astronomy is so good and so beautiful. They are not bothered even to raise their head to the sky and look at the beauty of it. And make a sense of the things.
But you're a person who is able to get that across. Because my benchmark for this program is I look behind you and I look at Esther, who is looking through the glass at the moment, and I can see how engrossed she is in the conversation. Because a lot to do with the passion that you have for it.
Thank you.
And one of the things that we like, the reasons why we like talking to you so much, is how you impart so much personality into a really hard to grasp topic. Astronomy and space travel and around Earth is quite hard to grasp, and some of the theories are beyond probably most of us. Do you know what I mean? And getting that through is a talent.
Okay, let me just put things in perspective. Astronomy is a very simple thing, and the proof, it is simple. A man like me can do it, so not everybody can do it. So it's not something difficult to do it, okay? If you look at my picture on the net, you see a man with a white beard, huh? So if a man like me can do it, so everybody can do it, okay? So nothing is difficult than that. No, let's take it more easily. Astronomy is a very beautiful thing. It's something touches the heart of everybody. It is not that calculation of formulas and things like that. It have its own place. But the beauty of it, that everything in the universe, as Einstein have said, is discoverable. That's the beauty of the universe. That everything is calling you, come down and look at us, look at me, look at the universe, look at the stars, look at everything. It's so beautiful. It's calling you. And what we are doing? Putting our head down and looking at our mobiles.
It's interesting that, because so much of what's going on above the Earth is to do with communication. And exactly. You're kind of intimating that the fact that we have all this communication is leading us to a lack of communication, because we're not talking to each other. We're not reading.
Exactly.
We're not looking, reading between the lines, if you like.
Exactly. And that's one of the biggest problems we are facing with the people. That they themselves look very, very briefly at their life. While they should look to their lives from the bird's eye view, or let's say from the universe point of view, then they will see how big is the universe, how beautiful is the universe, how important is the universe. And this is one of the biggest elements that you find through astronomy. You find your location, your size, how important you are, and your brain, that it can really understand the size of the universe, understand the structure of the universe. And that's amazingly beautiful. Universe is not a puzzle. Universe is not puzzle. Absolutely, it's not puzzle. Otherwise, we wouldn't find E equal MC square. Let's go back to these guys who are saying that Earth is flat. Do you know what they have to make? They have to even deny the gravity. And I'm saying, guys, gravity? That's what we were missing. No, they will go one step ahead, and they will start to put forward in front of you so many issues and so many things that it become tackling that. Are we talking with the real people here who have a brain or logic? I had, amazingly, last month, I was just surprisingly visited by five young chaps. And they just surprised me in my office. And three of them complaining against the fourth one, saying that this fourth guy is saying the Earth is flat. Can you just prove to him? And when I started to talk to him, we reached to a point where we were discussing about the gravity. And he just, all the evidence which I'm saying to him, he have an answer. So the Earth is not round, like satellite, NASA's conspiracy, everything, he have an answer. So when we reached to the gravity, what he said? The gravity is not there. I said, look, the tissue is falling down. For what? Oh, because of the Earth, the air. The air is falling, making the tissue fall down. I said, stop. No more discussion. No more discussion. Go back to your physics books 101 and then come back to me. I will not discuss it. People, when they lose the logic and the common ground for you to discuss, what are you going to discuss with them? So that's one of the biggest problems you get with the people who are really claiming extraordinary things. So I would leave these things by saying, look, guys, I'm inviting everybody. By 27th of April, we want to hold an event for everybody to participate with us. We want to go and walk and tell the world is round and it's a globe. It is not flat. Okay? We are using this very much positively. The objective is to educate the people, make them aware of the astronomy, aware of the technologies, and also in the same time, make them feel the things are very practical and understand. This is one of the elements. How we discovered the Earth is round and how you can discover it out is round. So take example of that also on 27th of July. Mark this date, everybody. 27th of July, we have amazing lunar eclipse. And Mars is coming close. These two events will be amazingly the same day. And in that day, I challenge every Earth flattener for one thing. Prove to me, with the eclipse, which I'm showing you physically in the sky without any intervention of any technology, that the shadow of the Earth is falling on the moon. Is it flat or it is round? This is one thing. And then we are opening the challenge for every Earth flattener. Okay? $1 million if you can take me to the edge. $1 million.
So you really are going to offer $1 million to anybody who could take you to the edge of the world.
That's what said Randy James from the United States. Give me a proof that there is extraordinary phenomena and take $1 million.
Hassan Hariri is here from the Dubai Astronomy Group. I'm amazed, actually, so far. Nobody's texted in to say, look, the Earth is flat and I can prove it. If you're thinking that now, come on and talk to us and have the conversation. It'd be interesting, to say the least, I think. 4001 or via the free app or 43 1010. Hassan, can you stay around a little bit longer?
Sure.
This is Drive Live with Natalie Lindo-Taylor and Tim Elliott.
The off-air discussions about gravity here. Oh, let me tell you, NLT is alongside me, and we have two guests, Shiraz Ahmedawan, Operations Manager, and Hassan Hariri, CEO of Dubai Astronomy Group. The announcement today is of a number of things that you're doing. You're always up to something at Dubai Astronomy Group, excuse the phrase, but the latest one is, if you believe that the Earth is flat, you'd like to offer $1 million for somebody to be able to prove it.
Yep.
Hassan. And yep. No takers so far, I guess. No, nobody's come up and said, I can take you.
Edge. Take us to the edge. I'm anxiously looking for that. Somebody going to do some suiciding.
All right, then. So it is essentially a conspiracy theory. But we did say, if you believe that, text us. Nobody's texted in to say the Earth is flat so far, thankfully. Dr. Kalthi texts in. Good evening, guys. I'd like Mr. Hassan's view on extraterrestrial life. Just a view. I mean, I know it's a personal view. We don't expect scientific views here. But just your thoughts. That's an interesting question.
Okay, my view to this topic is very, very clear-cut. It is not something which is have second opinion into it. I really believe there are extraterrestrial life. Now, the universe is too big to be only for us. Too big. Mm. That's one of the ABC facts you're going to find out from the astronomy when you study it as very, very, very basic level. The universe is so big, so big, so big that no words even can describe that bigness, okay? And we are so small that even a virus would be a gigantic comparing to that universe.
Wow. It's good logic. It makes sense to me. It doesn't make a lot of sense to me that there isn't anything else out there, but I have no proof of that. It's at the moment, it's a belief rather than a scientific theory. That's the thing.
Okay. To some extent, yes.
Okay, we've had a couple more texts in. Obviously, this is a topic that people either are like, flat Earth, of course it's flat, or they're like, this isn't ridiculous. So Sam's texted in and said, I wonder if the flat earthers also believe that the sun is also flat along with the planets. And Sam says he's yet to meet a flat earther, but if he does, it's going to be an interesting conversation. Have you heard that too, that people believe the sun is flat as well?
They went all the way. They went all the way, flatting everything. So I was just saying, okay, guys, did you, any of you have used a telescope in your life? Can you see the planets? Can you see? We have 8 planets, by the way, guys. So did any of you have used telescope? Did any of you have really gone and understand what the universe consists of? I mean, you guys are stuck with the Earth. What about the galaxy? Hmm. Billions? No. Trillions of stars in our galaxy. Where they are. I mean, they still did not explore the universe. The first universe, by the way. Huh? We have talking about multiverse universe. So forget about that. Wow. So there is a big universe out there for them to discover, and walk. I mean, stopping at one Earth, which is making it flat, logic really stops there.
Well, it does, and that's the point. It's frustrating in the end, isn't it? If you do think the Earth's flat, Marco says, $1 million, can I have half up front and I'll give it a go? How's that? That's not a bad offer, I think. But, okay, so the flat Earth, there are many other conspiracy theories. I don't think we've got time to get onto the moon landings now, so we'll leave that for this time. But, of course, we'll welcome you back, Hassan. Just tell us, you mentioned something in the break there, and this is an NLT's words, well, that's such a lovely idea, and it really is one thing you would like to do, because and I was kind of making the point that astronomy to me is something I don't really understand. I'm aware, I'm interested, but it's not something I was ever really taught or ever really studied or ever really paid great attention to. But you'd love to give every school a telescope.
Yes, this is one of my dreams, and I wish this year the idea of the good giving, we love to initiate this initiative to gift a telescope to every school, starting from the Dubai to the UAE to the Gulf to the world. Why a telescope? Everybody will ask me why we want to give the telescope to the schools. Telescope is such a device that opens the eyes of the children to the universe. And what could be better than this device, where everything makes sense? When you start to look at the universe, so understanding the universe is the second to that. You want to ask the question, what is this? How does it work? What kind of things are there? Then physics become logical. Astronomy, let's say physics, chemistry, mathematics become logical, because all the children today, when they are talked about the math, they will ask one question to the teacher, why we are learning this formula? And he says, guys, just pass the exam. And I say, no, stop there. No. The right way is to give them the reason behind it. Mm. Newton have discovered the laws of gravity. Einstein discovered E=mc². How did he do that? When he looked at the universe, when he studied the universe, when he looked at things around us. And that's the amazing part. This is what we are calling the people to do. The same thing. Go outside, study the things out. And when we are gifting a telescope to the people, to the students specifically, we are opening their eye to amazing, amazing things and making sense to the world, to everything. Then we're not going to get the question, is the Earth flat or not? Okay, so that would be the key element to that.
So you have an ulterior motive as well. I like the way you're thinking. Do you know what? It's always interesting to talk to you. It's great to have you here. That's all the time we've got. I think we could have talked for hours and hours. Flat Earth is not a conspiracy theory. It's just a stupid idea. And your guest is spot on about alien life with regards to the vastness of space, says an anonymous text there. So that kind of sums things up, I think. Hassan Hariri and also Shiraz Ahmedowan, both from Dubai Astronomy Group. Really good to have you here. Thank you both for coming in.
Thank you.
There's just so much more to hear.
Download our podcasts at DubaiEye1038.com.